ഭ്രമദ് ഭ്രുകുട്ടി സുന്ദരം സ്ഫുടിത ചാരു ബിംബാധരം ഗ്രഹി മധുര ഹുങ്കൃത പ്രണയ കേലി കോപാകുലം മഹാരസിക മൗലിന സഭയ കൗതുകം വീക്ഷിതം സ്മരാമി തവ രാധികേ രതികലാ സുഖം ശ്രീമുഖം.
ദ മോസ്റ്റ് മ്യൂണിഫിസന്റ് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗൗരാംഗ മഹാപ്രഭു, ഹു ഹാസ് അപ്പിയേർഡ് ഇൻ ദിസ് Kali Yuga to deliver us fallen souls, his most confidential associate, Sri Srila Prabhudhananda Saraswati Charan, he is stating his heartfelt prayer in his beautiful text, Sri Sri Radha Rasudha Nidhi, in verse number 120. He is stating his prayer unto the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, and he is praying Brahmad Bhrukuti Sundaram Spurita Charu Vimbadharam Grahe Madhura Hunkritam Pranaya Keli Kopakulam Maharasika Maulina Sabhaya Kautukam Vikshitam Smarami Tavaradhike Ratikala Sukham Shri Mukham. O Shri Radhike, Ratikala Sukham Shri Mukham, Aham Smarami. I am meditating on your wonderful face, on its beauty. How is this beautiful face? It is full of passionate love. And how is this face? It is very beautiful because of her eyebrows that are moving restlessly. And it has rosy lips. And these lips are roaring sweetly when she is love quarreling with Shamsundar. And Maharasika Maulina, Sabhaya Kautukam Vikshitam. Here Maharasika Mauli refers to Sri Sri Shamsundar, who is gazing at her with fear and amusement. He is gazing at your beautiful face. I meditate on such beautiful face. Yesterday also we have relished the sweetness of this verse in brief. In this verse, the poet has expressed very sweet darshan and very much restful darshan of the divine couple. And Srila Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad, he has got a spurti, a vision of Sri Sri Radha Madhav's Dan Leela or the tax paying Leela. Our Goswamis have described this Leela very nicely. Raghunath Das Goswami has written Dan Keli Chintamani, while Sri Rupa Goswami has written Dan Keli Komudi. Here, such beautiful conversation between Govinda and Sri Radharani and her sakhis. And then Purnamasi Devi, she is such a wonderful character. Even her conversation, so extraordinary, so wonderful, rough conversation. So all these pastimes are not only full of rough, they are also full of confidential love. We have a deep desire to enjoy these pastimes, then we should read these beautiful books. These pastimes are so pleasurable, they're full of amusement, laughter, and of course, sweetness. All pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Madhava are eternal, including this tax-paying Leela. And during the Prakat Leela means the Leelas which are manifest in Vrindavan in this yug. So during this time, again this Leela manifests itself. It does not mean that it's the first time this Leela has occurred. These Leelas, they keep on occurring and have been occurring since eternal time. When Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, he had first gifted Srila Raghunath Das Goswami with Lalita Madhav. But Lalita Madhav is so much full of viraha ras that Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, he went into a depression. So Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, he then wrote Dan Keli Komudi to fill him with pleasure. What had happened was that when Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, he read this Mathur Viraha in Lalita Madhav. Mathur Viraha means when Srimati Radharani experiences Viraha when Shamsundar goes away to Mathura. So the Viraha during Mathura is called as Mathur Viraha. And when Das Goswami, he read about Mathur Viraha, he was so depressed that he almost was about to give up his life. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad had to write Dan Keli Komudi, which was so much full of joy, to bring him out of the depths of depression. And now our Das Goswami Pad, he relished the very rich Milan Raj of Sri Sri Radha Madhav. This Milan Raj, it is like a river of nectar in which when we bathe in this river of nectar, we really become blissful. Das Goswami Pad, he also wrote two books during this time, Dan Keli Chintamani and Mukta Charitram. He was so much ecstatic. So from this we can understand that Sri Sri Radha Madhav's prema, it has two aspects. One is the burning of viraha, and on other hand we also have the ecstasy of Milan. So it is natural for us devotees to question that these Goswamis, they are existing on the pinnacle, on the zenith of bhav. And we also find that Radha Krishna, their prema is so great. They have, and there, why they have so much viraha? They have Milan, that is fine. Okay, at the end they have Milan. But why they should have viraha? And not just little viraha, but constantly there is viraha. And then, our Goswamis, why they have done sadhana in this viraha? Not just viraha for one day, 2 days, but whole life they are doing sadhana in viraha. Why? Because after all, why should we do any bhajan or sadhana if we are not going to get joy? Because in any spiritual path, be it Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, whatever spiritual path, if man takes to spiritual path, he is searching for joy. If a particular path does not offer joy, then what is the use of following that spiritual path? Here we must understand that this viraha ras, it is not like the happiness and sorrow of this material world. We find that in this material world, when we feel happy, we do not feel sad. And when we feel sad, we do not feel happy. So happiness and sadness are as opposite, like light and darkness. But in the empire of lust, it is not like this. Happiness and sorrow exist together. The lovers, although they are feeling so much sad when they are in viraha, at the same time they are feeling the joy of milan. In fact, it is not only that both are happening at the same time, both joy and sorrow are occurring at the same time, but the sorrow of viraha, it is actually enriching the happiness of milan. In fact, our acharyas, they are teaching us that the joy felt during viraha is crores and crores of time more than the joy felt during milan. When the joy becomes extreme intense, when the joy of prem becomes extreme intense, then it starts giving the feeling of sorrow, the burning sensation of sorrow. How is this possible? Intense joy should bring intense joy. Why should intense joy result in giving the sensation of burning sorrow? Goswami Pad has explained this, that in winter, the water in summer, it gives so much soothing feeling, cooling feeling, and yet the same water, as the seasons they change, the water becomes colder and colder as winter approaches. And then when the temperature reaches below 0 degree in intense winter, then the water, it freezes. And now when you touch that water, that ice, for a long time, then your hand will feel a burning sensation. In fact, this burning sensation, if you continue to hold that ice, you will feel so much burning as if you are touching fire. And yet, where is fire? There is no fire. It is ice. Ice is the opposite of fire. And yet, we are feeling a burning sensation. How is it possible? Ice and fire showing same property? The same way, when this viraha, it can give very intense pleasure. Externally, the devotee is lamenting, wailing, and he is crying out for Swami, but inside there is the light of joy. Krishna Prema Adbhut Charit. This means that this is the extraordinary character of Krishna Prem. Externally we feel as if we are being burned by poison, and internally there is ecstasy. In fact, our heart is full of supreme ras, and at the same time we experience joy and burning sensation of viraha. This is the test or the sign that we are relishing Krishna Ras. Why are we talking only about the Goswamis? In fact, Brajendra Nandan, Shri Krishna, when he became Gauranga to relish Radha Madhuri, Radharani's sweetness, then how did he relish her sweetness? Did he meditate upon the Milan? No. He was constantly pining in viraha. And what colossal viraha he was experiencing. Result, Gambhira Leela. Because our acharyas, they have explained that this viraha ras, it is much more joyous, much more pleasurable than relishing Milan ras. Because when we experience viraha, then when viraha becomes our sthayi bhav or the dominant mood, then anubhav, the sattviki bhav, the vyabhichari or sanchari bhavs, they all mingle together and display magical colors. Why? Our Goswamis have explained that when the devotee is relishing Milan Ras of Radha Krishna, of Ishta Dev, then the devotee is only getting Krishna. He is thinking about Krishna or about Radharani. But in viraha what happens? Not that he is only thinking about them, but that time we are feeling the whole world is full of our deities, our worship deities. The sky, the earth, every being is appearing to be reflecting their feet. Srimad Mahaprabhu, what happened in Gambhira Leela? When he was experiencing this intense viraha, then his teeth used to rattle. He was perspiring so profusely. He was crying, shedding torrential tears. He was like in a state like Nati Gai, Khane Murcha Jai. He was dancing and singing and then falling unconscious. When he was seeing the Chatak Parvat, he used to rush, thinking it is Govardhan. He used to look at the sea, at Bay of Bengal, and he was thinking this is Jamuna. And he was always rushing with hands stretched, Kahamor Prananath. Where is the beloved of my soul? And he was constantly asking, Kaha jaun, kaha paun Brajendra Nandan? Where do I go? How do I get Brajendra Nandan? This means that everywhere he was getting vision of Vrindavan. He was getting vision of Shri Krishna. So this means that Brajendra Nandan Shri Krishna he is actually teaching us in the form of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu that the sadhana in viraha is more joyous. There are crores of universes, and beyond these universes there are also infinite transcendental realms. we take these crores of material universes, these Brahmandas, and we add up all the happiness inside it, and on the other hand, we take all the happiness of the crores of Vaikunthas, that is the transcendental worlds. Now we add up A plus B, then this will be equal to, this will not be equal to a single drop of joy felt by Radharani when she is experiencing viraha from Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna, Srimati Radharani, she has herself expressed this during Mathur Viraha to Lalita and other sakhis. When Lalita is asking her, tell us little bit what pain you are feeling, because if you tell somebody about your suffering, then you will feel something light. It is good to reveal your heart to your friend. Then Ishwari answered, Lalite, please don't want to hear this. I have concealed this viraha scorching in my heart because it is so much fire of poison raging inside my heart that even if a single smoke of this fire escapes through my mouth, then it can turn the entire material and transcendental creation into ashes. So, to preserve the material world and the transcendental world, it is better I keep my feelings to myself. Our Goswami Pad has explained that you will be able to see that, of course, when we experience viraha, there will be very intense pain. But when we experience Milan with our Divine Beloved, then the joy that we will feel when we will compare the two of them, the suffering during Viraha and the joy during Milan, then we ourselves will draw the conclusion that definitely the Viraha is much, much more glorious and desirable. If we have experienced both of them, then we will be able to say this. And who has expressed this truth? It is Sri Krishna himself. He has told to Narad Muni as well as Uddhava Mahashaya. He told Narad Muni, when the Lord, he was reminded about Braj Dham and Radharani, then the Lord had fainted. When he regained consciousness, then he asked Uddhav Mahashaya, where is Narad? He was here just now. Then Uddhav Mahashaya replied, my lord, he is very embarrassed, so he doesn't want to come in front of you. Why? Why is he embarrassed? Because Narad Muni had asked me about Vrajdham. He had not believed me when I told him about the gopis' love. But now he knows what is the love of the gopis. In Vaikuntha, there is no sorrow. The air carries joy. Yatha naire oshru naire batha. It means there is no tears over there. There is no pain there. There is no bondage of karma, fate, nothing. And it is an empire of happiness where waves of joy are playing constantly. So, and yet then what is greater? In Vaikuntha there is so much joy. In Brajadham the gopis, they are undergoing viraha. Radharani is undergoing so much viraha. So then what is greater? Brajadham or Vaikuntha? Of course, the devotees of Vaikuntha will say it is Vaikuntha, and devotees of Brajadham will say Brajadham is higher. But someone who is impartial, he can decide. So who was he who decided this? It was Uddhav Mahashaya. Uddhav Mahashaya, he had seen the joy of Dwarka, and he has seen the viraha, the immense viraha of the gopis in Brajadham. And then he declared Brajadham to be higher. So our Goswamis, they have all done sadhana in viraha, just like our beloved Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Just now he is rolling and he is crying on the banks of Radha Kund. Ha Radhe, Ha Ishwari. Our Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad, he is saying, Maharasika Maulinam Sabhaya Kautukam Vikshtam. Shyamasundar, he is gazing at the Kilakinchita mood of Swamini. He is gazing transfixed. E bhav jukta dekhi Radhashanayan Shangam Hoite Mohashuk Pai Kotigun. That means when Sri Krishna sees this kilakinchit mood of Srimati Radharani, then he gets many, many more times more happiness than even making love to her. Just her glance, kilakinchita glance, fills him with such immense joy. How her sweet bhav, it keeps on changing from moment to moment, playing magic on Shyamasundar. It drowns Shyamasundar in the ocean of rasa. What is Shri Krishna? Shri Krishna is rasa. Shruti has said, has declared him to be thus personified. Shruti has said, raso vaisa anandam brahma. Where there is only anandam and there is no vedana, no pain, that is Shri Krishna. So Shri Krishna, he is inseparable from the devotees who relish his rasa. Just like the honey and the bee. The honey is separate from the bee. The bee relishes the honey. The honey cannot relish the bee. However, Shri Krishna, he has the power to, he is rasa himself, and yet he can also relish rasa. So he is like the honey and the bee, but he is a honey who can relish even his devotees and the rasa in them. Just like the devotees can relish him. So in spite of the fact that he is like a major, like a very infinite pot of honey, he can also relish the bee-like devotees. And this is why he is rasik. He is ras and also rasik. It is not that he is only a rasik. He is rasika shekhar. That means he is the topmost rasik. He is rasik because he can relish the sweetness in the devotees. And when he relishes the ras in great devotees, in saintly devotees, then he is Rasika Shekhar, the topmost Rasik. But when he relishes the ras of the gopis, then he is Rasika Mouli. Why is it that we call him Rasika Mouli when he is relishing the ras of the gopi? Because in a devotee there are some aspects which are obstacles in the path of prema, in the path of loving Shri Krishna. There are some anarthas such as anya abhilash, some other desire other than Shri Krishna. If we have such other desire, then there are huge obstacles on the path of prema. We cannot gain prema. And then, even if we don't have other desires, we may have Aishwarya Gyan, that is, we consider him as Almighty God. In that case, it is not possible to love. How is it possible that, you know, we will make Shri Krishna stand in front of us and we'll tell him, now you stand here and now I'm going to glorify you. So, how can we expect him to enjoy this? So this Aishwarya Gyan, it is an obstacle. These are all very, very subtle anarthas. Very, very subtle. In Vrindavan, of course, this Aishwarya Gyan, it is not there. Mother loves him just like a son. The Sakha loves him like Sakha. The servants love him as their beloved master, not as God Almighty. So in Brahma we don't have this, even subtle anartha. But there is one very, very subtle anatta here also, that is sambandha jnana. That means the feeling of relation with Sri Krishna. How can this be considered as a very subtle anatta? A subtle anatta we call in Bengali as upadhi. So how can this be a subtle anatta? Our Goswami has explained that mother loves him because he is her son. So here the sense of relation, it is becoming a very subtle anatta. Sakha loves him because he is their sakha. But the gopis, they have no relation with him. They love him just like that. So first they have fallen in love. Because they have fallen in love, they have a relation with him. The mother, the parents and the sakha, they love him because they have a relation with him. But the gopis, they have a relation with him because they love him. That is a huge difference. So in the gopis, there is absolutely no anartha. What are the gopis saying? The gopis are saying that Shyam may be beautiful, may not be. He may be talented, may not be talented. He may love us, may not love us. Tathapi, still then, he is the beloved of our soul. And what about our Ishwari? How is her love? Her love transcends even the love of the other gopis. Her love has reached a state when it is just naso ramano naham ramani duhumano manabhavo peshal jani. He is not the lover and I am not the beloved. Our hearts have pressed into each other and have become one. Brajendra Nandan himself, he is telling Radhe, I don't like this at all. I am yours, you are mine. I don't like this. I don't even like this that I am you and you are me. I don't like this either. This Asmat and Yushmat, that means in Sanskrit, Asmat means I and Yushmat means you. I don't like this, I and you, these words. Not even to say I am you and you are me. I don't like this. Because even in these sentences there is I and you. So what is Radharani's praying? So this means that Sri Krishna, he is a rasik when he is tasting the rus of pure devotees. But he is rasik shekhar when he is tasting the rus of even greater saints. He is Rasikendra Mouli, that means he is the chief of rasiks. When he is tasting the prem ras of the gopis, and when he is tasting Radharani's prem, he is Maharasikendra Mouli. So our Goswamis are very perfect in choosing words. Then what about the Manjari? If we are in Manjari Swarup, then Radharani's Kripa is on our head. And the Manjari is praying that Ratikala Sukham Shrimukham, that is, He Radhike, when will I behold your Shrimukh, your beautiful face, that is full of passionate love. The gopis, they have forsaken clothes of happiness just to make Krishna happy. The gopis care for nothing other than to give pleasure to Sri Krishna. No one has surrendered their own pleasure so much to make Sri Krishna happy like the gopis. How much they are absorbed in Sri Krishna Sukh. Aar ek adbhut gopi bhade shabhab. Buddhir gochor nahi tahar prabhab. Gopigon kore jabe Krishna darshan. Shukubansha nahi kintu shuk hoy koti gun. This means that another very remarkable thing about the gopis bhav is that although the gopis do not desire happiness, still their happiness keeps on increasing and increasing. So which means the gopis, they don't desire any happiness. Then what is the use of gopi prem? Because they have reduced themselves to zero. If there is no pleasure, they are ready to suffer for Sri Krishna's pleasure. What is the use then of having this gopi prem? No. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying, it is true, they don't desire happiness, but they get happiness. In fact, Sri Krishna, how much pleasure he gets when the gopis do his seva, Sri Krishna, how much pleasure he gets, the gopis, they get much, much more pleasure than Sri Krishna. Because there is something called Swarupullas. What is the meaning of this? It means that they are exultant. Naturally, it is their nature to feel exultant. And when they see that Sri Krishna is getting so much pleasure by seeing her pleasure increases manifold. The gopis' prem do not have even a hint of lust. This is why they feel so much ecstasy. This is why Radharani, she is the topmost, even amongst the gopis. And Gosundar has said with his own holy lips that I don't count, in Radhabhavi saying, I don't count my own sorrow if by making me sad, by making me suffer, he is feeling happy, then shei dukh amar sukhobojjo. This means that it is the greatest happiness for me, such suffering. Jenari ki banche Krishna, she is saying that if Sri Krishna desires some woman and he is sad because he cannot get her, then I am going to beg at her feet. I will catch her hand and I will take her to him. I will tell that woman that I will become your slave. Please go to him. So then, Swamini, why is it that if Sri Krishna even looks at some other gopi, why is it that you create so much man? It is only, even her man is to give him pleasure. Because priya jadi man kari karaye bhatsan, vedostuti hoite hare mormon. If my beloved is insulting me out of anger, then it is much more sweeter than Vedic hymns. So Sri Krishna, he is happy to appease her, to go around her, talk to her sweetly, soothing her temper. He enjoys doing all this. That is why she goes into man. Thus we see that Sri Gosundar, he is relishing the especially pure prem ras of Srimati Radharani. And why? Because Srimati Radharani, it is Ratikala Sukham Srimukham, that is her beautiful face, it gains much more beauty than the pleasure of passionate love flits across her face. And as Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, he's gazing at this face, suddenly the vision disappears. And again he entered Viraha. He is begging for such darshan again and again. He is full of misery. There is so much agitation in his heart. He is considering himself unworthy of such vision. So he is praying that may I constantly continue to meditate on that face. So from Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, we learn that we devotee, practicing devotees, sadhak, we should constantly be meditating. Meditation is the most important part of our sadhana. We find that meditation, it is the characteristic of our mind, and raganuga, it is also a matter of mind. So meditation is the most important sadhana in raganuga bhakti. And after all, sadhane paibo jaha siddha, sadhane bhavibo jaha siddha dehe paibo taha. Whatever we meditate upon in sadhana, we get in siddha deha. So this is why meditation is so much important. In fact, our acharya's main instruction is that we must constantly remember Govinda and never ever forget Govinda. So remembering Govinda, it is actually the main sadhana. And what we are not supposed to do, we've been forbidden to do, that is forget Sri Krishna. If there is one moment when our mind is not meditating on Govinda, it means whatever bhajan, sadhan, chanting, whatever we may be doing at that moment, it is reduced to zero. In fact, our preceptors have written that when our love intensifies, then we are constantly remembering him, and this is actual vision. This is actual bhajan. When we get such vision in our mind, in our mind's eye, this is actual bhajan. So when we constantly carry the vision of Govinda in our heart, then we are actually that Nitya Yukta, what Sri Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, that the Nitya Yukta Yogi, the yogi who is eternally connected with me. What is the meaning of this eternally connected? It means this, that in Raganuga Bhakti, when we are constantly remembering him, we are seeing him in our meditation. And then this is called as the Ananya Bhakti, what he is talking of in Bhagavad Gita. And this is what he is telling, that Ananya, in Ananya or exclusive manner, the devotee is thinking about me. So which means that we must be constantly meditating upon him. He is talking about such devotees when he says yogakshemam vahamyaham, that I carry on my shoulders his responsibilities, his burden, the devotee's burden, I carry on my shoulder. Which devotee? The devotee who is constantly meditating upon him, that is Ananya Bhakta or Nitya Yukta Yogi. Our Thakur Moshai has said, Mone Smarana Pran, Madhur Madhur Dham, Jugal Bilashitishar. the life of our heart is smaran. That means our heart is beating when we meditate on Govinda. When our heart is meditating on Vrindavan Dham, Madhura Madhura Dham, on the sweet, sweet Vrindavan, Jugal Vilashi Shitishar, this means that the essence of remembrance is the love spot of the divine couple. So when, if we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, if we are on Raganuga path, but we are also in the material world, we have to do karma. So then, in spite of being in karma, we have to practice how to keep our heart in smaran. That is sadhana. And even if we succeed little bit in this, that is little bit with smaran, we can continue to do, that means we are doing bhajan. Just like our Siddha Krishna Das Baba of Govardhan, who has written the Gutika, he used to ask the Babajis, that time he used to hold meeting regularly, and the Babajis had to tell how the bhajan has gone that day, had to give report. So one Babaji, he was crying, so Siddha Baba thought that okay, he has committed some anartha. And when he asked, then this Babaji said that, Baba, today I was not able to do any bhajan at all. I don't know what aparadha I have committed. So Baba said, what happened? So he said that in the morning I went to put bangle in Priyaji's hand, and that beauty of that hand, it struck my heart so much that whole day I was just couldn't take my mind off from the beauty of that hand. And then I did no other bhajan the whole day. And our Siddha Baba replied that today you have done true bhajan, because Madhur Madhur Dham, Jugal Vilash Shrutishar. Yes, other devotees, they may be meditating on some other divine swarup of Bhagavan, but the meditation on the divine sport of Jugal Sarkar or the divine couple, Radha Krishna, this is the topmost meditation. So we Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we must relish the sweetness of Radharani through Krishna. And we must relish the sweetness of Radharani, of Krishna through Radharani. Because Radharani and Sri Krishna's sweetness, they compete with each other. Radharani's sweetness says, I am greater than you. And Krishna's sweetness says, no, I am greater than you. And both of them keep on getting enhanced. And both of the sweetness, they mingle with each other and they emerge victorious. So we Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we should be relishing that sweetness constantly in meditation. Such is Raganuga Sadhana. And now Saraswati Pad, he is praying that may I constantly meditate on your beautiful face. If Srimad Mahaprabhu